Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You cannot make this stuff up. Donald Trump should not be the president of the United States, and I will demonstrate that throughout this video. I can't think of a single example over the past 6 months of Trump prioritizing the interests of the American people above his own interests. Every single time, he's prioritized his own wealth through Trump coin, through Qatari jets, through the Gulf trip that he just took to Scotland, on our taxpayer dollars, to then unveil a new golf resort in his own name. Or a perfect case in point is his reaction to the most recent bipartisan move to ban stock trading by members of Congress and top government officials. This is a move that every American should be in favor of, and most Americans are in favor of. The 99% that aren't a part of the top one richest percent, you know, they're all in favor of this because it restores public trust. It prevents insider trading, insider profiteering. So a group of Democrats and one Republican in the Senate voted to advance a bill, and Trump is freaking the hell out. With Trump's reaction, you would think it's a bill perfectly targeted to design him and him only, but it's not. Trump actually negotiated so the bill perfectly exempts him, but it still hurts Donald Trump by proxy because it limits the amount of corruption and public trust that you get within the country. I mean, how is Trump going to do his insane Trump coin insider trading schemes if we're banning stock trading for members of Congress? It gets more complicated. So let's roll through all of the news of the day, including Donald Trump's newest meltdown over this bill. But I just want to point out how insane the past week has been regarding Trump's corruption. It moves at such light speed that it's hard to run everything down, but we will. Over the past week, he's covered up the Epstein files an insane amount. We've learned more about him and Epstein's insane relationship going back to the 1990s, where they would have, you know, one-on-one parties with 28 young girls and just Trump and Epstein. We learn more about the DOJ sitting him down and saying your name is in this list. And then to distract from that, the DOJ is now sitting down with Ghislaine Maxwell while trying to pivot to Obama. Just corruption, corruption, corruption. And this all culminated in a multi-day trip to Scotland where Trump unveiled a new golf course. So it's sickening, it's tone deaf, and 70% of Americans currently want him to focus more on lowering prices while he's focused on enriching himself in this weird tariff scheme. So let's jump in. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. Can we back up a bit? Earlier today, Trump told a reporter to be quiet. He lashed out at Caitlin Collins to be quiet because she was asking about his Epstein revelation. It's all a cover-up. It's all corruption.
Mr. President, you said earlier that Jeffrey Epstein was stealing young women. You said Jeffrey Epstein was stealing young women from your spa. Did that raise alarm bells for you? Did that raise alarm bells for you?
But our country's becoming very rich, and that's what we want. We have to have a rich America, and we're taking in a lot of...
If you didn't catch it, there was a moment where Caitlin Collins was asking him a question. He kind of leans over and snaps and goes, be quiet.
Your spa? Did that raise alarm bells for you? Did that raise alarm bells for you?
No questions about Epstein. I mean, throughout the Scotland trip, he tried to deflect and not answer about Epstein. He would deflect to Obama. He would just walk off. But he has a bad habit of trying to defend himself and bite. And he did it over and over. He would defend himself and bite. This brings us on to what happened with this trading bill. There's a lot of context surrounding this, so let me just run this down very, very quickly. As always, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. I oftentimes get comments like this: Adam, I've been watching since 200,000 subs and just realized I was not subscribed. It means the world to me, and I am eternally grateful for all of you who help the Adam Mockler show on a daily basis. So genuinely, thank you. Okay, so before we dig in and read this tweet, let me just lay a lot of groundwork. Senator Josh Hawley gets attacked by Donald Trump, and Hawley's a Republican. He introduced a bill recently titled the Pelosi Act. He intentionally titled it that to try to get Republicans on board, but Republicans were not biting. Republicans did not want to pass the Pelosi Act because, of course, it hurts Republican lawmakers who are disproportionately rich and corrupt. And yes, it exists on the Democratic side as well. But Republicans really don't want to pass this because they claim to be the party of business when they're actually the party of wealth inequality. So he introduces the Pelosi Act. And, you know, the act in and of itself is actually pretty fair despite the name. So Democrats come on board, but they say, we're only going to do this if you change the name to the Honest Act, because we don't want the Pelosi Act. It's a really terrible name. But everything else seems pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of public frustration with politics enriching themselves using privileged information. That should never, ever be the case. So after it evolved to the Honest Act, Democrats were down. But then Trump and Vance got incredibly pissed, and they requested a personal exemption from this. So everyone actually agreed. Josh Hawley and Democrats agreed, and Democrats were kind of making a long-term play. They're like, listen, we're going to pass this, then we're going to show that Trump was wanting to be exempt because he's corrupt. He's so incredibly effing corrupt in every way. It goes beyond stock trading. I mean, you're mad about Democrats and Republicans doing insider stock trading? That's like level one corruption of a video game. Donald Trump is on like level 9. He's like the final boss of corruption, taking $400 million jets from Qatar, starting Trump Coin, using the presidency to push Trump Coin. He then exempts certain companies or countries from tariffs if they do him favors. He just went on a trip to Scotland and used $10 million in taxpayer money. $10 million to open a new golf course. I mean, come on, that's personal. That's personal right there. Like, who? No one cares about your golf course. Okay. So then Republicans began to oppose the bill because they say this hurts business owners, or it hurts business owners who want to join Congress. But in my mind, it only hurts rich people who want to join Congress and use this to become more and more rich. So after all of that, the bill went up for a vote in the Senate Homeland Security Committee. It's a smaller committee of 15 people, and it won 8-7. 8 people voted for it, 1 Republican, 7 Democrats. The other 7 Republicans voted against it. So all Republicans opposed it except for Hawley. Opposition among Republicans mainly stemmed from concerns that this would like hurt wealthy people or wealthy lawmakers or business people who want to enter into politics. It's just a really dumb example. So this is where Donald Trump decided to jump in. And really quickly, before I read this, I just want to say, Trump promised over and over he would not touch Medicare. Well, he lied, just like he's lying about stock trading and corruption. And his big ugly bill then directly targeted the most vulnerable communities. Listen, I don't take sponsors from companies I don't trust and I don't believe in, and I trust Chapter. I've done my research, and they are the only national Medicare advisor that can search every single plan and help you at a time when there are a bunch of shady scams, shady flyers, misleading ads, you name it. The Trump administration is only making it harder and more expensive. So this is the offer. The call is completely free. You can do a free call using the number on screen to get unbiased advice. The average person working with Chapter saves $1,100. They said that if your audience calls, they can get a free call using 706-312-8635 or click the link below. Genuinely, it may be able to help you out whether you're already on Medicare or you're about to turn 65. So don't hesitate. Call 706-312-8635. The sponsorships allow our team to do the work on a daily basis. So thank you to Chapter for the support and for being such a trustworthy, reliable partner. And thank you to you all. Now let's read this Donald Trump post. He said, why would one, quote, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from the great state of Missouri. These tweets are always really hard to read, by the way, because why is there a comma after Republican in between Republican Senator? Nobody has ever done that. Why would one Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri join with all the Democrats to block a review sponsored by Senator Rick Scott and with the support of almost all of the Republicans of Nancy Pelosi's stock trading over the last 25 years? The information was inappropriately released just minutes before the vote. Very much like sabotage. The Democrats, because of our tremendous achievements and success, have been trying to target me for a long period of time, and they're using Josh Hawley, who I got elected twice. He then says, as a pawn to help them, I wonder why Holly would pass a bill that Nancy Pelosi is absolutely in love with. He is playing right into the dirty hands of the Democrats. It's a great bill for her and her husband, but so bad for our country. I don't think real Republicans want to see their president targeted because of whims of a second-tier senator named Josh Hawley. That's a new one. Second-tier senator. Midas Touch then responded, Trump supporters and Democrats have long demanded a ban on congressional stock trading. This is very popular with voters across the political spectrum. Josh Hawley finally introduced a bill to create that level of public trust and accountability, and what do you know, Trump is immediately against it. The only Republican to vote for this was Josh Hawley. Every Democrat voted yes. Now, Trump is lashing out at Hawley because it would also prevent Trump from profiting off of insider trading. So Trump is throwing an absolute tantrum, lying about the overall intentions of the bill, and Nancy Pelosi was in favor of it. Pelosi released a statement saying, "We must have strong transparency, robust accountability, and tough enforcement for financial conduct in office because the American people deserve confidence that their elected leaders are serving the public interest, not their personal portfolios. If legislation is advanced to help restore trust, I am proud to support it no matter what they decide to name it." This was at the time when it was called the Pelosi Act. Then someone responds, the Senate panel advanced the Honest Act 8-7 today with a carve-out letting Trump advance, keep trading stocks until 2029. Honest now means exempt the guys from signing the bill. Trump blasted Pelosi's stock moves in April, saying, quote, I watched her get rich. Yet his admin just strong-armed Democrats and Hawley to exclude the executive branch from this bill. Rand Paul calls it the Donald Trump exemption, a loophole so glaring even Republicans revolted. Ethics reform dies when it touches Mar-a-Lago portfolios. The admin's tough ethical standards only applies to future presidents. For Trump, just another grift enshrined in law. Very well said. And this whole thing has been an absolute mess. Donald Trump is lashing out, trying to distract away from his own corruption as it pertains to the cover-up of Epstein, the insane amount of profit he made since taking office, the SEC violations, or the SEC investigations he stopped against Justin Sun. Absolutely absurd. Don't fall for the distractions. You know what? Just because Trump is trying to distract us, I'm going to double down harder and do more videos about Epstein, about his corruption. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for some more promo about my live stream with Representative Jasmine Crockett. I'm doing an in-person panel with Representative Crockett, Senator Murphy, and Representative Ansari. If you're ready for that, then leave a comment. Be on the lookout for the promo, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.